Hey there. How are you? Uncle Odd here. I just love it when a plan that wasn't planned comes together. Just got off the call, our first show with the crypto vigilante, Raphael. Awesome human being. And it was fun. It was just really, really nice. And the long and the short of it is, go watch it. First of all, I think it'd be worth your time. But the notion is that there are so many of us out here who are, fearful is not the right word, but just cryptocurrency is out of our comfort zone. We kind of know nothing about it. Just whatever we read in the headlines, which isn't much. And so how do we start participating in this literal movement out there, which is where money and store of value is heading, certainly a huge percentage of it. How do we become adept in it? And I'm an analogy guy, and I need to think in pictures. I always have. That's how I learn. I'm just a picture guy, so unless I can kind of see it and associate it with something, I usually don't understand it. Sorry, going on a cigar walk. But unless I can see it, I can't understand it. So, you know, as I got off the call and I started thinking about it, it's kind of like this. Most of you have a YMCA, right, that may have an indoor swimming pool. So imagine that YMCA, and imagine that you are fundamentally just kind of fearful of water, that you just, you know, don't know if you know how to swim, you know. It's been a long time since you've been in the water, and just, you know, you're uncomfortable with it. You don't want to go in. And you come in, and you have somebody who's doing laps, and, you know, they stick their head up, and they're like, hey, come on in. Water's warm. It's great. And you're like, huh, no, yeah, no, no, thank you. I don't like to swim. Well, imagine that that is a pool of cryptocurrency. And what Raphael and I came up with was his commitment is to work with me over the next 6 to 12 months on a weekly basis. We're gonna do shows at 1 p.m. on a weekly basis on Sundays. And it's gonna be all centered around cryptocurrency 101. Cryptocurrency for beginners. You know, we thought today's show would be about helping Mr. and Mrs. Newbie get $1,000 of their cash that's in fiat currency at the bank and getting it into a cold storage wallet via an exchange. And, you know, just kind of that whole process. And it didn't end up going there, but that's okay. That's how organic things happen. Is it just ends up being what it's going to be. And it ends up heading in a direction that it's going to head. And you just kind of put your energy into it. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And it ends up being something. And I have a sneaky suspicion our initiative is going to mean something to a lot of people over time. Because there's so many of us that would like to be able to dabble in cryptocurrency, understand it at least, hedge our bets maybe on fiat currency with all of the inflation that is sure to come with them printing all of the money they are, and but we're fearful of it. So the idea is on Sundays that we are going to kind of slowly, step by step, we are going to become crypto experts. So we're going to go from being crypto newbies, absolute newbies, now, at this airing, to give us 6 months to a year of weekly conversations and peeling back the layer of that onion. And what's going to happen, we hope, in my case, and you can live vicariously through me and my experience with Raphael, my education, is that it'll be like he's in the water doing laps and he says, "Hey, Claude, come over here. Just put your toe in the water. Feel the temperature." So when Claude goes over, I put my toe in the water. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, it kind of feels, it's not as cold as I thought it would be." And I ever tell you I like a good sewer? Whoops, this one just smells good. Sorry. But sometimes you have to smoke it so it doesn't go out. And that's where we are right now. Is you'll have to put up with me. Because I sense it's about to go out. Alright. Anyway. So, after I stick my toe in the water and I'm like, "Yeah, it was kind of warm." Maybe the next week, come back and Raphael's doing laps. He's like, "Hey man, why don't you just get in on that first step? It's only about 12 inches down. Just grab the handlebar, that bar right there, and step on in. Feels nice." So I get in, put both my feet in the water, and the water's above my ankles. But guess what? Nobody drowned in this story this week. So the next week, it's over my knees. Next week, it's at my waist. I'm off of the stairs. And sure enough, in 6 months, I'm doing laps. And who knows, maybe in a year, I'm competing at a high level. So the question is, in the spirit of why not us? I mean, why shouldn't we be able to look back, let's say mid-2022, why shouldn't we be able to look back and say, "Wow, I remember when I was a newbie. I'm really kind of a go-to person now for other people who are wanting to get in. And it's been pretty cool. My net worth has increased mightily. I'm not afraid of it. I'm swimming laps right now. We've actually formed a team. We formed a competitive swim team. And we're all kicking ass. Why not us?" That's my question to you. What are you afraid of? Water's just fine. Why should we just be spectators? Ever think of that? Why not us? So, that's what we're going to do. And the other thing, I was talking to another guy afterwards. He was talking about how he can't get his brother interested because he's so intimidated by the cost of a Bitcoin being $40,000, not really understanding that you can buy fractions of that. So I know that to effectively sell anything to anybody, sometimes you just gotta bring it down a notch. You gotta create a bite-sized piece for someone to, you know, try and swallow. So I said, "Hey, why don't you tell your brother to not look at it as buying a Bitcoin, but just look at it as buying a timeshare in a Bitcoin. Everyone knows what a timeshare is, you know? You don't own the whole, all of the units, but you own a little bit, just a little piece. Just a little piece, it's yours. You can sell that timeshare if you want. You can keep it. You can have people vacation in it. But You don't have to buy all 40,000 units. I don't know. Maybe that's a bad analogy, but he thought it was pretty good. But I think that's the challenge, is really kind of taking really difficult, kind of hard to grasp, elusive aspects of this crypto world and simplifying and clarifying them down to a level that it takes away the fear of others of just getting involved and getting engaged. So I'm excited to participate in that. And I am grateful for Jeff Berwick, Dollar Vigilante, my new friend Raphael for inviting me to participate in that education. And I'm still here to tell you I don't know shit. But I'm going to get to a point, based on Raphael's promise, where I'm going to know shit. And I hope you come along with me. All right, everyone. Go Bucks. Cheers.
See the money wanna stay for you, me. I'll say it's gonna put some love in your life. Don't you really wanna know how it feel? Everybody wanna see what it's like. But even wanna be inside, it ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
Sanitize.